You are late.
Sorry. I had to make myself beautiful.
I fail to understand why.
I don't even know why I'm here in the first place. What is the point of playing this ridiculous game?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 23. I am Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
Today we'll be talking about some new buttons on the Continuing Committee, the Romulan aftermath from last week's 1E and all the emails that we got, tournament kits, and anything else. So we solicited and received numerous emails about the Romulan decks. We heard from quite a few people.
We did. A couple of things that we were that we experienced shortly after discussing that on our show. The tournament mere days after we requested that, Matt brought a shiny Romulan with a touch of Bajoran deck to a Wednesday tournament. That had some interesting flavor, something new we hadn't seen before. And a lot of 1E suggestions, in fact. A friend of the show, Stephen Lee, buddy of ours from up in NorCal, sent us a trio of 1E Romulan deck suggestions, which I believe, Dan, you tried one of those out at our 1E tournament.
Yeah, we had a 1E tournament coming up, so I figured, he sent them along, I might as well try it out. The second of the three was a two-mission win deck. Wormhole negotiations first, and then another large planet mission with a couple of bonus points from Prejudice and Politics, hopefully. It worked out really well. I had a good time. I ended up with 90 points twice, and I won a couple of games. So I was very appreciative of that. Planning a 1E deck is usually a headache and a half, so that was very helpful.
Yeah, I really enjoyed actually watching Matt play a deck very similar to the one that one of our other listeners suggested. Richard New sent us the suggestion of putting together some Bajoran cards with Romulan. He was using Interstellar Treaty to get the Intendant and Kai Winn. Actually, I think he got Kai Winn, and then he'd use one of the Bajoran swappers so that you could put her in your discard pile and take somebody out with a matching skill. Steeled by Loss, that's the card he used. And he would get the Intendant, and then he would play Kai Winn again with another Interstellar Treaty. So you'd have two Treachery Bajorans out, so you could play Political Putsch, give your opponent a bitch of a time playing events so that you could then play We're Back. And then all of his numerous Romulan officers that he's been piling up are all cunning plus two or attributes plus two or ridiculous plus two. And you have a bitch of a time blowing it up by playing another event. And then he would use the Intendant to be able to recover his events or download things from his deck and all kinds of craziness. It was really, really interesting to watch. And then
Coast in Motion.
Next to the Coast of Mojin to go get two cards that he wanted to play again, and then you pick one and goes away and he gets to keep the other one and play it again. And it was lots and lots of card interaction. Worked well with the Romulans already having card interaction or manipulation, and also using, of course, Kai Winn's ability to get some Romulans back out of your discard pile. That coupled with the ever overpopular and overpowered Dakot, non-aligned Dakot puppet, which was also kind of thematic for the deck, to keep cards out of your opponent's discard pile, and it was really crazy powerful.
Yeah, that's one of those decks that just requires much more concentration than I usually can allot during a tournament. I'm having a hard enough time trying to keep track of skills and how many people you attempted a mission with from the time that you told me and the time that I drew dilemmas. That's the hard part.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why people who with crazy memories like Thomas always kick the crap out of me with his dilemmas election. Let me think back. You clearly haven't played any of this in the past 35 minutes. So I'll play this crappy common dilemma that nobody uses, but I know you don't have any of to get past it. Man, he is just crazy brilliant with that dilemma selection.
Yeah, Thomas is actually leading our league right now by a good healthy margin as well. So good on him.
Go Thomas. So we'd like to thank you all for your submissions. Richard New was our winner. Thank him. We thank Stephen Lee, Dr. Avocado, and everybody else who submitted your Romulan decks. We will put those to good use. Speaking of tournaments.
Yeah, the continuing committee has released or made available for pre-order a tournament kit. Like the old Decipher tournament kits, it looks like it's going to have a couple of foils, three. Not nearly as many as it used to be, but, you know, what do you want for, you know, $7?
They are in demand.
Yeah.
There are not a lot of them floating around anymore, and this one in particular was hard to get.
Yeah, that's right. I wasted an hour playing a pretty crappy deck at Worlds that year, so I put my hands on the 0D18 USS Enterprise personal flagship foil. So that would be nice to have out and give away, because I know we didn't bring any of them back to give out to any of the local players, so that'd be good.
There weren't. You only got one for playing, and that was it.
Yeah. Also included in the kit are a pair of raffle tickets for the quarterly raffles that the continuing committee will be doing, and some collectible skill badges. This seems to be something new from the continuing committee. What are your thoughts on these collectible skill badges?
I am conflicted. I don't know. It's an interesting idea. Something else to collect, I guess. I do like the idea of potentially collecting them, a certain combination of them, to then exchange for some kind of prize. The example was like if you collect an officer and two treachery pens, then you could exchange it for Crossari Rendezvous. Is that it?
Yeah.
Officer 2 Treachery. And, you know, it's a nice little theme there going on. The pins in general, I don't know that I would care about. I was a little uncertain. Badges is actually what they're calling them. I kept hearing pins, and I would think of the DGMA pins.
When I heard about it and read the article, I couldn't get out of my mind. I thought this was like a badge that, like, you know, the donor badges and the world champion badges, something that goes in your name on the boards. So I thought, you know, this was just going to make people's little picture thing just way too enormous, but I guess this is kind of be interesting. We're not collecting anything else. I mean, all the virtual cards is print as many as you want. So, you know, hey.
Sure. I mean, each tournament kit only comes with two of them, though. So, I mean, the more I look at it, you know, because I'm used to thinking of, league kits where you get
get
25 something. I was like, okay, well, I know limited numbers and such, but you know, you could stretch this into two or three tournaments. But yeah, you know, $7 for a tournament kit, or $6, I guess. Oh, as I see. Yeah, $6 in the US, $7 outside. You know, if you get a certain, you know, buck a person, right?
Yeah, certainly. We charge $1 a person for our tournaments now. That goes into a prize pool. I would probably raise the cost to, you know, $2 for that tournament. I'm sure people will be willing to pay an extra dollar to have a shot at a couple of these rare foils. So that's great.
That's an excellent point. I'm not against the tournament kit. I'm not like thrilled with it. The Enterprise foil is obviously really cool. I guess I'm just not as turned on by it because I already have one, but I could see people who didn't get a chance to go to Worlds being excited about it. That part is cool. The pins, the badges and the raffle tickets, whatever. But I certainly would not object to throwing an extra dollar into a tournament for it. Yeah. And it would be kind of cute, you know, to go along with all the other paraphernalia on my card backpack.
Yeah, it's interesting that the three copies of the Enterprise, and in the past they've when you run a big tournament and there are three top prizes, you give one to first place, one to a random participant, and one to the tournament director. I wonder if that's the suggested method for distribution here, or I guess you could do whatever you want with it.
No, for second and random. If you don't have one as a TD,
yeah,
I'd certainly recommend, you know, keeping one. But you know, after your first tournament or two, you're going to have a couple, give them out to the rest. Yeah, let's get a bunch of these. Sure, why not? I don't have anything Star Trek to collect right now, and then I can get all 23 skill badges and be insane. As a special free gift with each purchase, a quantity of Series 1 alternate image promo cards will be included.
Oh, hooray.
So, hey.
I hope they're the really high-quality stuff that we saw at Worlds. That'd be great.
That'd be great. Yeah, I think that would be cool. Pre-orders are limited to one per tournament director at the moment, so we can't just go get a bunch for the whole season. But we can get one and see how we like it, and I guess go from there.
I wonder if they're going to announce what the total quantity of the badges are, so that you can figure out.
Find out the rarity of the badges. Like, oh no, intelligence is ultra rare, so, you know.
Well, certainly.
Hard to train.
We don't have any of it yet here.
Can't just go passing those out.
Yeah.
I think we have to get those now. You and I. In fact, I'm charging Charlie Plane right now. You need to send us a pair of intelligence badges. I'm just saying. If anybody should have those. And not all of them, you know, but, you know, we should each have one. I think that's going to... You know, a year from now when we have just a heaping pile of skills and we're going to go around and, like, attach them to, you know, all right, Dan, you have engineer and programming, and just, like, pin them on your shirt, and everybody's going to be wearing the skills that they, as a person, possess. I think that'd be hilarious. I don't know where I'm going to find three treachery, though.
So we'd like to hear what you think about these tournament kits. It's something new, similar to something that Decipher did, but they've continuing... Committee has definitely put their own spin on it. Send us an email. We've still got a few of these Picards to give away, so send us an email, and one of the senders will randomly be selected to get one of the D-Agent Picard foils. You can send that email to section31@danhammond.com. So have you been keeping up with all the Star Trek movie stuff coming out?
You know, I saw it posted on a website that I frequent for this sort of news, clubjade.net, and I almost didn't go because I was like, spoilers, don't want to get spoiled. And then I realized, you know, is it really a spoiler if I already know what things are going to look like going and looking at pictures? And I mean, I kind of went back and forth. I eventually went ahead and looked. It was not really that spoilery. It was kind of interesting to see the cast. They had a particularly high-res shot of the whole cast together. Have you seen that? It's everyone but Spock. And yeah, you basically get... It's a nice snapshot of all of them in the middle of action. It's not like a posed promo shot. It looks kind of interesting. It's the same but different. It reminds me a lot of what it made me think of is the Superman Returns. It's Superman, and it's the same, but it's different. The uniforms are the same, but a little bit different. I could not even recognize Carl Urban, who played Eomer in Lord of the Rings. He's Dr. McCoy. I was just staring at him like, who the heck is that? You know, I just... keep hoping that it doesn't suck.
I've been avoiding most things just because on the one hand, you're right. I know that they're not all going to die because, you know, we know what the future of the history is, you know. So there's not too much to be spoiled on. I like the look of the ship that they had in that little brief promo. But I've just not been following it because the more expectations I have, the more let down I'll be no matter how good it is.
That's true. All I'm hoping right now is that it just doesn't suck. And as long as we're there and, you know, anything from there will go up.
What do you think the likelihood of the continuing committee diving into these prequel characters in a future set are? Do you think that's something that they won't touch because of possible legal issues?
Yeah, well, you hit the legal issue, plus you hit the whole... continuity issue of, I mean, are these going to be different versions of the same characters and then the same characters? That's the other thing about this movie that is driving me nuts, is there are hints that it's a prequel and there are hints that it's a reboot. And they won't say one way or the other. And they keep saying that it's pretty much both. And that is driving me up a wall. It's like, and I'd be fine with either. You know, a TOS reboot, you know, update it and just not have to worry about all the continuity and just, you know, be a retelling of the story, fine. Or if it's going to be a prequel and we're going to honor the existing canon, fine. But I would like to know which it is and not make
it.
So
is it going to be so, like the James Bond reboot where we start from scratch?
Yeah, that's the thing that I want to know and no one knows. I have heard one person say that the question is answered in the movie. So at least after we see it, we'll find out. But
I wonder if they're going to kill somebody off or something.
Yeah. All right. And check off. Thanks for coming. But, you know, new and exciting things to look forward to. We've got another 8 or 9 months to wait.
Didn't I hear that the trailer's going to be with Quantum of Solace?
We have heard that. So if you want to go to the funny named James Bond movie, then we can get the teaser trailer.
That sounds like it could be a Tui Dilemma. Quantum of Solace.
It does. There you go, Continue like Committee.
Just like Cisco sitting in his quarters, you know, just kicking back, not doing anything.
No, it has to be Sloan.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah. I don't see him having any solace ever.
True.
Maybe Bashir after a Section 31 incident.
There you go.
Wasn't Armin Bashir the...
Oh, yeah,
episode?
That's got to be it. Armin Bashir.
Okay.
Yeah, Secret Agent Julian Bashir. He needs a Quantum of Solace. Anyway, as you can tell, we've clearly reached the limit of our intelligence this week on Section 31. On behalf of our producer, Matt, I'd like to give our weekly shout-out to Warp 11 for your badass theme song. Thank you once again. I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And we want to thank you all for listening to another episode of Section 31. I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
All right. I've got the Voyager sitting at the Caretaker's Array. So on board, I've got Kes, Curious Ocampa. I've got Catherine Janeway, the Forceful Captain. I've got Belana Torres. And I've got Ezri Teagan of Soldier of Fortune. And completing it with Integrity of 23. Section 31.